This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Hawkeye Steel at Route 138 and I-55 in White City.
If you're looking for commitment, flexibility, competitive interest rates, and on-the-farm service, then try Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 95 years, generations of farmers have been turning to Farm Credit for all their farm financing and crop insurance needs. As a farmer-owned and directed cooperative, Farm Credit is there to meet the needs of today's farm families. Whether it's a farm real estate loan, operating line of credit, machinery refinance, or one of our many crop insurance options, Farm Credit has the products farmers want with the service you deserve. Products and services delivered by professionals who know agriculture. It's our only business. Farm Credit brings a higher level of experience and expertise to farm lending, providing better financial solutions for your farm business. Call Farm Credit Services of Illinois today at 800-444-FARM. Remember, 800-444-FARM. Whether we're in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too.
At Smokey Jennings Chevrolet, the 2012s are driving off the lot. With over 40 new Chevrolets sold in September, the selection is getting thin. Take the 2012 Corvette Grand Sport, stock number C385, or the 2012 four-wheel drive extended cab Silverado, stock number C343. Get the one you want at a great Smokey Jennings discount. Smokey Jennings Chevrolet in Palmyra, where they're not just about trucks, they're about community since 1946.
Need steel for a future project or repair? Hawkeye Steel carries a wide variety of carbon steel products like angles, channels, tubing, and more. Everything for a metal building is in stock, like panels, beams, and screws. Metal panels and common links are in stock, while custom links in a variety of colors can be ordered. Visit them at the intersection of Illinois 138 and I-55 in White City, or call 866-999-7880. Hawkeye Steel. Build it to last. Build it with steel.
11 minutes after 6 on this Thursday morning, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, December wheat trading at 883 and a quarter, down 3 quarter. March wheat trading at 896 and a quarter, down a penny. December corn trading at 755 and a quarter, up 3 quarter. March corn trading at 756 and a quarter, up a quarter. November soybeans trading at 1571 and a quarter, up 3 quarter. January beans trading at 1572 and a quarter, that's unchanged. The overnight crude oil market, 54 cents higher at 86.27. The Brent crude, 86 cents higher at 108.71. The December gold contract, $13.70 higher at $1,715.20. The U.S. dollar index, 0.144 lower at 79.78. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, December wheat ended at 884, up 15 and a quarter. March wheat ended at 897 and a quarter, up 15 and a quarter. May wheat ended at 901 and a quarter, up 15. December corn yesterday ended at 754 and a half, down 1.5. March corn ended at 756, unchanged. May corn ended at 751 and 3/4, up 0.5. November soybeans yesterday, 1570 and a half, up 17 and a quarter. January beans, 1572 and a quarter, up 16 and a half. March beans ended at 1537, up 16 and a quarter. December soybean meal yesterday, 481.90, up 57. January meal, 475.60, up 60. March meal, 459.10, up 47. December soybean oil yesterday, 51.84, up 52. January oil, 52.22, up 52. March oil, 52.68, up 52. And December oats yesterday, 386 and 3/4, up 3/4. March oats, 391 and a half, up 1 1/4. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the cash grain recap.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with today's grain market news report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Wednesday afternoon, with soybeans and wheat higher and corn slightly lower. Export news supported both wheat and soybean values. Export interest was good for soybeans. Plus, the USDA announced the sale of 105,000 tons of U.S. soybeans to an unknown destination. In northern and western Illinois, Kinder Grain Dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to 2 cents lower at 731 to 749. Soybean bids were up 15 to 18 cents at 1538 to 1550. In central Illinois, Kinder Grain Dealers quoted shell corn bids down 1 to 2 cents at 744 to 763, and soybean bids were up 15 to 18 cents at 1553 to 1564. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 1 to 2 cents at 727 to 766. Soybean bids were up 13 to 17 cents at 1543 to 1556, and the wheat bids mostly 15 cents stronger at 851 to 869. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were up 17 to 18 cents at 1572 to 1589. Basis ended steady to a penny better at 2 to 19 over November. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered $5.70 to $6.70 per ton higher, ranging from $4.93.90 to $500.30. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 1 to 2 cents at 754 to 769, with basis steady at 15 over December, and dried distiller grains again steady, ranging from 265 to 295 per ton. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 7 to 11 cents lower on Wednesday, ranging from 734 to 739, with basis down 6 to 10 cents at 20 to 15 under December. Soybean bids were 6 to 13 cents higher at 1550 to 1558, with basis down 4 to 11 cents, range from 20 to 12 under November. Wheat bids for July 13 delivery increased 16 cents on Wednesday, up to 832 to 833, with basis ending steady at 35 to 34 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 1 to 10 cents weaker at 727 to 740. But the same elevators raised their soybean prices by 13 to 15 cents, with quotations at 1551 to 1566. Soft red winter wheat gained 15 cents at 863 to 864, while the Milo ended a penny lower at 724 to 725. Contract bids to producers from country elevators in Illinois, the northern and western end of the state. January corn bids range from 740 up to 767. Soybean bids range from 1549 to 1568. In central Illinois, January corn bids range from 756 to 777. January soybean bids at 1562 to 1578. And in the southern part of the state, January corn bids range from 745 to 786. January soybean bids at 1563 to 1586. And the wheat bids for July 13 delivery at country elevators in southern Illinois, those range from 818 up to 838. That is our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, December hogs ended at 78.25, up 12. February hogs ended at 84.67, up 2. April hogs ended at 90.20, up a nickel. October cattle yesterday, 126.20, up 20. December cattle, 127.07, up 22. February cattle, 130.95, up 17. October feeder cattle yesterday, 145.42, unchanged. November feeders, 147.17, up 12. January feeders, 149.12, up 42. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report for Wednesday. First of all, in the eastern corn belt on Wednesday afternoon, barrels and gilts did close 62 cents lower. The base price for a 200-pound pork carcass ranged from $75 up to $84, with a weighted average carcass price of $80.01. From the Illinois Direct Slaughter Sow report this morning, sows traded steady to weak with light to moderate demand. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at $37 up to $44. 4 to 4.50 is at 38 to 45. 450 to 500 pound sows at 43 to 48. 5 to 550 is at 46 to 49. And heavyweight sows over 550 pounds ranged from $47 to $50. Lightweight boars under 300 pounds at 30 to 36. And heavyweight boars over 300 pounds at $10 to $16. In the Illinois direct barrow and gilt trade on Wednesday, they were mostly steady. Barrows and gilts U.S. 1 and 3 grades weighing 220 to 290 traded at $56 to $59. And movement of hogs in Illinois today totaled 13,781. In the direct cattle trade today from Iowa and Minnesota, in very light trade, heifers on a dress basis at 197. And a more local note, the opening report from the Greenville Livestock Auction in Greenville, Illinois, early estimated receipts at 508 head, steers and heifers 50 cents to a dollar higher, with the Holstein steers untested in the early trading. Slaughter steers choice 2s and 3s range from 119 up to 125, and the heifers 120 to 123.50. Also, a recap from the Fairview auction in Fairview, Illinois on Tuesday. Receipts for the auction totaled 253 head. And compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifer sold steady to a dollar higher, with the slaughter cows and bulls $2 to $3 lower, with a light test in the bulls. Slaughter steers choice 2s and 3s range from 118 up to 126, select steers at 114 to 120, slaughter heifers choice 2s and 3s at 121 to 125.75, and select heifers range from 113.75 to 120. Also, a recap of the United Producers Auction at Shelbyville on Tuesday. Receipts totaled 302 head, and compared to last week, the slaughter steers and heifers sold a dollar higher, slaughter Holstein steers $2 higher in a light test. Slaughter steers choice 2s and 3s range from 120 to 126. Some slaughter Holstein steers choice 2s and 3s at 113 to 117.75, and the slaughter heifers choice 2s and 3s at 120 to 124. And in the estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection on Wednesday, estimated for the cattle at only 114,000 head compared to 123 last week and 130,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter still large at 434,000 head. That's the same as last week and compares to 430,000 head 1 year ago. That is our afternoon report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for butter, 189 unchanged. For block cheese, 205 and a half, up 1. For barrel cheese, 202 and a half, up 1 and 1 half. And the spot price for Class 3 milk ending yesterday, 2104. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for October, 740. For November, 740. Corn delivered to Scottville for October, 740, and for November, 740. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for October, 1540, for November, 1553. And wheat delivered to Scottville for October, 833. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield, $7.40, corn at Scottville, $7.40, beans at Greenfield or Scottville, $15.40, and wheat at Scottville, $8.33. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Thursday, brought to you by Hawkeye Steel at Route 138 and I-55 in White City, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra. Color radar shows no precipitation in the immediate mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Carlinville Truck Equipment is the one name you need to know for truck and trailer repair. Plus, they have a large supply of steel and aluminum toolboxes for your truck at competitive prices. For help with your farm beds, hoist, tag, or pusher axles, lift gates, or any other truck-related equipment, see Carlinville Truck Equipment. You can count on Norm Craze and his staff for fast, dependable service. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 1900 North University, Carlinville. Call 854-6706.
Becoming cloudy later today with a chance of showers. The high today about 80 degrees. We will have south winds gusting to 30 miles per hour. Tonight cloudy and cooler with occasional showers. The low in the upper 30s. Tomorrow Friday, partly cloudy and cooler. The high in the low 50s. Your extended forecast for Saturday through Monday, partly cloudy skies. Low temperatures in the mid-30s, high temperatures in the low 50s. Right now at the Weather Center, south winds at 15 miles per hour, the barometric pressure steady, and our temperature 65 degrees. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. First of all, in our farm news today, at the open house last week of the new hog facility at Triple D Farms north of Carlinville, Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau talked to the facility's manager, and she reports.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting agriculture news here on WSMI. More from last week's open house in Carlinville at Triple D Farms, the farm of David and Mary Kloss and David and Jane Dunn. We talked to David, who serves as manager of the operation, about their new building and about the local commitment to the Carlinville area. Place, and what a great night for your family.
Yeah, it's a really nice turnout. The building turned out really nice. We're really happy with the end result. A lot of people have came to look at it more than I expected would be here. I'm looking forward to getting pigs in November the 7th. We're going to get hogs in it, so we'll put her to work then. So, no, it turned out really good, and I'm really pleased with the end result.
And it took a lot of work, not only the building folks, but you guys use a lot of local products, and you try to really use as much local as you could.
Yeah, all the concrete was local. It was from Pogue and Pole Ready Mix here in Carlinville. The rock and everything out in the front, I hauled myself. I mean, it came from Kane Quarry over in Greene County, if you know where that is. That's about as local as you can get rock around here. So Wolf Oil from over in Litchfield did the gas work and stuff here. So, yeah, we tried to keep it, you know, as local as we could on most of it.
What to you is the most special part of this building? The feeders or the technology, you know, what some of the features that are really special about the building?
The new tunnel air design, I'm looking forward to. We've never had one of those. I think it's going to be really comfortable and nice. The pinning in the building is new to us. I think it's going to be nice on loading hogs and sorting. I think it's going to be nice. I'm looking forward to using that, loading pigs out. So,
as you mentioned, pigs won't come in until November, and then you'll be full force.
Yeah, November 7th, we'll fill this building. Tomorrow, we're actually starting to fill one of the older buildings. The week after that, a next one. So we're on schedule to start filling everything up. So by November 7th, we should have everything full and have close to 7,000 head here. So.
One of the things we did talk about just in closing, this year has been a challenge, the drought and the prices.
Yeah, that's where we got to really depend on Phil on his end, you know, that he has things marketed and his cost covered for feed and stuff. And he does a really good job and delivers a really good product. So that makes it a lot easier on our end to make the decision to put up the new building and stuff, even with the drought going on.
Yeah. Dave Dunn of Triple D Farms. Dave mentioned Phil. That's Phil Borgic of Borgic Farms, Mid-Illinois. The Kloss and Dunn family are the fifth family operation to partner with Borgic Farms.
And that was Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau. On Tuesday, we talked to Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions, and we discussed the latest happenings in the grain trade.
We saw a lot of broad-based selling last night. It was a night for risk-off money flowing out. We saw Standard & Poor's downgrade five regions of Spain, and then DuPont came out with poor earnings numbers, and that combination just had everyone kind of going for the doors as far as investments last night, and the grains fell apart of that.
You mentioned the term risk-off money. What does that mean?
Well, that means that traders, fund managers in particular, feel like it's an environment that's not very conducive to holding positions in the so-called riskier asset classes, and that would include the energy and the food-based commodities as well as many of the equity markets that are higher risk type markets. And so when there's economic risk, political risk, whatever it may be, where there's some uncertainty, they'll tend to pull their money to the sideline.
Now, does the pending election have a lot to do with this?
Well, it certainly does, because it adds to the uncertainty. Then you add to that the fact that Congress and the administration haven't done anything yet to deal with the fiscal cliff on January 1st, and we're going to be facing negotiations on the debt ceiling coming up after the election as well. So those things all come together. Moody's has also said that they may lower the U.S. credit rating. So those factors create a lot of uncertainty, and then you throw in the Middle East, and you throw in Europe's sovereign debt problems, and a slowing economy in China, and it's just not an atmosphere right now. It's conducive for owning the commodities.
Is the lack of a farm bill also a factor?
Probably not so much for the grains. It is for farmers, but not as much for the fund managers. And right now, I would suggest that the supply and demand fundamentals are stronger than what the money flow into the pits is, and evidence of that would be the strong basis, historically strong levels for harvest time for corn and soybeans.
And also the fact that the farmers are holding a lot of the inventory is also a part of this, isn't it?
Well, exactly right. Farmers pre-sold a certain percentage of the crop like they normally would to capture premium prices that were offered this summer, but then they found out they didn't produce the crop overall. And so they have many fewer bushels left at harvest time than what they anticipated. So they want to hang on to those bushels. There's that tendency, hoping that we'll get that post-harvest rally. And at the very least, it looks like rally and basis should give them some reward for that ownership.
But we won't know for sure until all the factors we've already talked about are settled, right?
Exactly right. I think soybeans have the opportunity to rally based on robust export demand that's going at historically record high price, high levels, with China absorbing those beans as well as other customers as well. Domestic crushers are actively processing on strong crush margins. But corn, the only real news there is focused on exports, and exports are sluggish. Probably the strength of the corn market is livestock usage, but that's only calculated once a quarter when we do the stocks report, so there's not a lot to excite the corn market.
What about the wheat market at this time?
Wheat is slowly kind of getting some firmness underneath of it because global stocks are declining. It seems like each USDA report we get, USDA is downgrading production and increasing demand, and I think that's appropriate, and I think it still has the significant reductions to make yet in Australia's crop, perhaps in the former Soviet Union. But we're all seeing demand increase because with such tight corn stocks, the tightest in 39 years at a 50-day supply, we're having to feed more wheat than I think USDA is giving credit for. We saw that here in the United States with the stocks report. I think we're seeing it globally as well. So those global stocks are slowly tightening. They're adequate yet, but it's making end users very nervous, considering that we've had several governments topple the last couple of years in the Middle East and North Africa based on high bread prices and high wheat prices. So they're getting quite nervous.
In other farm news this morning, pork producers are encouraged to be alert for aflatoxin contamination in their feed. The drought has impacted corn quality, but Pork Checkoff Director of Animal Science, Dr. Chris Hostetler, says the problem is not as severe as originally expected.
This past summer, you know, the hot, dry conditions right during the growing period led us to surmise that not only would we have a short supply of corn, but we would also, that corn that was available would be contaminated or had the risk of being contaminated with aflatoxin. And of course, aflatoxicosis can result from that, particularly when producers begin to feed DDGS that was created with aflatoxin contaminated corn. That compounds the issue. But the results from the field that I've been hearing back, it's not as widespread as we had originally anticipated. There are indications that there are some problems locally, but it definitely is not widespread throughout the Midwest like we thought it might be.
And to be safe, Dr. Hostetler recommends having the corn tested.
Most places that are buying corn are testing for the presence of mycotoxins and certain levels of mycotoxins, they won't purchase that corn. You know, we would still caution producers to be careful when buying corn directly out of the field, because that corn may have been rejected, and therefore those corn growers might be seeking an alternative market for them. So we would suggest that they take a sample of that corn and take it to their local feed mill and have it tested for the presence of mycotoxins. And, of course, your land grant institutions can test for mycotoxins as well. So if you do need a place to go to get it tested for, those would be good resources to use.
While there have been some issues with aflatoxin, Dr. Hostetler says other mycotoxins have not been seen this past year. For more information, go to www.pork.org. The Central Illinois Food Bank got a 5,300-pound pork donation yesterday. Executive Director Pam Molitoris says the donation comes just in time as meat prices are starting to rise. The donation is just part of what the Illinois Pork Producers is donating to 8 regional food banks around the state. In all, they're giving away about 38,000 pounds of ground pork this year, which should feed about 900,000 people. Once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat now trading at 882 and a quarter. That's down 1 3/4. March wheat trading at 896 and a quarter, down a penny. December corn trading at 754 and 3/4, up a quarter. March corn trading at 756, unchanged. November soybeans trading at 1571 and a quarter, up 3/4. January beans trading at 1571 and 3/4, down a half. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Reporting, I'm Randy Prangy.